Now, this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with me, Kat Arney. If you'd like to get in touch with any questions or comments, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can find us on Facebook.
This week marks the 200th anniversary of the birth of the epidemiologist John Snow, who went down in history when he tracked the source of an outbreak of cholera to a water pump in Broadwick Street, London, and requested that the pump handle be removed to stop the disease in its tracks. In a moment, we'll be speaking to medical historian Richard Barnett about whether we've misunderstood Snow's legacy. But first, we're joined by cholera specialist and infectious diseases physician Matt Waldor from Harvard Medical School. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Tell us, what actually is cholera? What's the bug and what does it do to people?
Cholera is a diarrheal disease, but it's not like diarrhea that you or I have probably ever experienced in our life. It is extremely, extremely severe watery diarrhea. So what is most dramatic about cholera is the rapidity with which it can kill its victims. Cholera is caused by a bacterium, a gram-negative bacterium, Vibrio cholerae. We usually get infected when we drink contaminated water. And a person can be entirely well and then be infected and die from choleric diarrhea within 7 hours. It may be the most rapidly fatal infectious disease that we know. This organism has afflicted humans really since the beginning of recorded history. There are perfect clinical descriptions of cholera in Sanskrit texts that date back at least 3,000 years ago.
And of the people who succumb to cholera, i.e. get infected, what proportion will survive it?
Well, if left untreated, there's almost a 50% mortality of severe cholera. But in the early 60s, mostly in Bangladesh and in some parts of India, people discovered that they could use what is called rehydration therapy, which is just give people salt water with some glucose, and that can rehydrate them either orally or with intravenous solution, and then mortality rates can go to below 1%.